Anything you say, anything you do.
He doesn't
want
to be in the same room with this guy right now.
Right. And he doesn't have to want to be, but it's causing the Bulls to say some things about him that are, he might be able to argue, are damaging to his professional future or unfairly disparaging.
How do you make a guy go back to work, I think, is pretty much the question here. Can you make a guy go back to work?
If it's Luol Deng, the Bulls would just prescribe him active rest. That's what I mean. The passive-aggressive, always.
Yeah.
It goes back to Eddie Curry and other guys. That there's always something, well, how do we publicly shame him and make it clear without actively publicly shaming
him? He's killing people in practice. He just doesn't want to play in the games. That kind of thing.
That was another talking point, indeed.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You'll hear from John Paxson. And you tell us how you feel about these comments when we come back after an update right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with baseball, the GM meeting's currently underway down in Orlando, Florida. Both Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer, they're representing the Cubs, and Epstein not ruling anything out for the winter.
We're open to anything. I mean, you know, usually when you trade for a player, you love the, you know, you've targeted that player, maybe feel better about him. Free agency, you're just, you know, you have to be the high bid to get there, and a lot of times you don't love the contract. But two ways to improve a team, and we're open-minded to any which way.
There you are. White Sox GM Rick Hahn also down in Orlando representing his club. He suggested the Sox would be far less active this offseason. Moving to basketball, the Bulls were practicing earlier today. Nico Mirotic still not talking to Bobby Portis. Chicago has lost four games in a row. They play the Thunder tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. And tonight at the United Center, a couple of real big college hoops matchups. Number one Duke playing number two Michigan State, and number four Kansas faces off with number seven Kentucky. This scoreboard update brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bowlero.com. Scoreboard update also brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Bears Monday on The Score. Yay. Bobby in Romeoville, you're on WSCR The Score.
Hey guys, man, I gotta tell you, I'm so fed up with the Bears. At the end of the day, dude, the guy passed on Deshaun Watson for Trubisky.
Wait, what?
This guy can't win himself out of a paper bag contest. I mean, it's what? Terrible.
What? Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was wrong?
He sucks.
Thank you, Bobby. Win your way out of a paper bag contest is a new one. St. Charles, Tim, you're on The Score.
You know, I've heard a lot today about just tearing apart Dal Logans. Who's had more to work with? Vic Fangio or Dal Logans?
Yeah, but Logans. But again, that's really not.
Who's had more to work with?
No.
I'm just correcting
the pronunciation of the name.
That's his name.
Zach Zaidman.
Before we get to the football, I've been listening to this now the entire season. How is it that we still have people that call The Score on a daily basis and add an M to this guy's name where it doesn't exist?
Trubisky should be there.
Even if Trubisky starts,
these are the same receivers that Trubisky was playing with in the preseason.
Matt Trubisky, you want to scramble?
And if you're going to come on the air and shred the offensive coordinator, which you have every right to do, can you at least get his name right? Because the argument sounds very hollow when you refer to him as Logan. As opposed to Logan. To a city that is so rich in football history, we should be better than that. We should demand more.
That's not my name.
For Trubisky.
That's not my name.
Trubisky.
That's not my name.
Trubisky.
That's not my name.
Matt Trubisky.
These are not real names.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Well done, Tannehill.
Nice. It's what we do in this town. Probably goes back to...
These are not real names.
It's...
Cody and Dustin, and these are not names. I'm Todd.
I remember the funny thing is that Carlin bit. the two names he calls out at the start of that bit are Todd and Brent, which is funny because
your guys,
right? My longtime representation, Todd Musburger, his son Brian, of course. Mm-hmm. Todd is the brother of Brent Musburger, mm-hmm. So it's completely coincidental. But I said him that bit. I'm like, wow, you guys are really getting called out here.
Well, you got to say,
yeah, really. Say, yeah. George Carlin just throwing
Tupac hit him up style. Yeah. You got to come back with your own diss track.
Throwing down the gauntlet there on your names, man. Wow,
but they outlived him. So
hey, they win.
Yeah. In the end, dead guys tell no tales.
Well,
is that how it's going?
Dead men tell.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, coach your way out of a paper bag contest.
I laughed. You know, sometimes you forget or you don't. I guess I underrated how funny that was.
It sat in the back.
It bloomed a little bit for you. You know, like the weird guy walking down the street smiling. You want to get some weird looks. Just smile. Walking down, like an ear-to-ear grin, or just start laughing randomly. Although now people think you could be on a phone conversation or Bluetooth. Right. Yeah. But I just started laughing because he literally said he couldn't win his way out of a paper bag contest.
You know, I mean, forget about, you know, the bad play calling. At the end of the day, dude, the guy passed on Deshaun Watson for Trubisky. You passed on him. Yeah, this guy can't win himself out of a paper bag contest. I mean, it's just terrible.
Dude, I had to take the double take there. I didn't even know I did that. I'm like, wait, what happened? What's his name? Trubisky?
Win his way out of a paper bag.
Hopefully
he
has a long career, 10, 12-year career here with a couple of Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl to his name.
That'd be nice.
And even if he does all those things, there will still be people who call him Trubisky. There are certain rappers who get the S on their name for no reason.
How about
Joe Buttons, even though it's Joe Button. Meek Mill, even though it's Meek Mills. You know, I mean,
Vinny Del Negro,
even though it's Meek Mill, I should say.
Vinny Del Negro called Kirk Heinrich Kurt.
His entire time. The
whole time here. His player, point guard.
Kirk actually referenced it like, yeah, he calls me Kurt. Like, but, you know, what am I going to do?
Again, not my name.
It's not my name.
What does it say about your coach? Where that's your guy. That's your coach on the floor. This is the name
I'm going to give you.
I feel very confident in Kurt.
He couldn't wait to pop that T to as if he was punking everyone. Like, I'm going to give you it, and I'm going to make sure I emphasize the T that isn't there.
I feel very confident in Kurt.
It's just he would maybe he doesn't recognize the name Kirk as being valid.
It's like the 13th floor in an elevator, right?
Right, or like he's on the Starship Enterprise. I will only respond to Captain Kurt. That's it. I do not recognize your Starfleet authority.
Those are the real jerks around you. The people who are like, I'm going to give you this name. I'm going to call you this. Like, no.
So a lot of guys stepped up. Kurt was very solid.
He just left the T off completely. Kurt.
There's a mental block there, though. Well, that's my guy. That's
something else.
Yeah, he's got 7,000 plays in his head and about four thoughts.
At least Ditka and Buddy Ryan would just call you a number, right?
Right.
Well, that guy's name is 42.
Right. 67 right. Didn't really do it. Yeah, right. That's easy to do that. All right, so John Paxson, he talked to the media because he's got two power forwards that won't talk to each other.
Do you think that that's a positive sign that he's willing to be around the teammates as opposed to him being here during off hours?
I think what has to be understood is that we weren't going to be in a position to continuously accommodate those needs. I mean, when he started to get healthy, you know, because he's on our roster, it's incumbent on him to be around when the team's around. I mean, that's just a part of it. So, I looked at it this way, that, you know, we wanted him. Excuse me a second. Sorry. Sorry. I just had a little. No, we want him to start coming around more. It is on him to do that. Okay. That's all I got. Okay.
I just have one more quick one.
Of course.
Yeah, no, just but I mean, like, okay, so I understand, like, there's not, you can't force it, but, like, so he's in that room right there,
right?
Bobby's walking around. I mean, isn't that a little bit weird? I mean, up to those guys to be adults.
They are adults. Yeah. Right. I mean, this is our workplace.
Yep.
They're both part of the team. I think it's pretty simple.
Got it.
Okay. Thanks.
So what do you take from that? Because I'm hearing a guy who is not happy that Bobby chose his course of action, but also understands that Nico might have inflamed this a little bit, walked up on a crazy dude, caught with crazy, you know, that tiger going tiger every once in a while, like Chris Rock said in his stand-up bit.
But it's still victim blaming.
It is. And that's what you got to be careful of, because if this guy says, you know what, my time here hasn't been appreciated, you guys have ruined any future earnings that I will have because the muscle that I put on in the offseason, I will never be able to get that time back because I'm drinking Ensures every night. I can't eat food. I can't keep the weight on. I can't be what I'm supposed to be because of your property, your employee damaging me in this way. So we're not even to the legal part yet. The part I need to get, like, I'm trying to figure out in my head, how do you bring both parties together when one does not want to be in the same room as the other one? I mean, let's think about how valuable the assets are. Who's the more valuable asset in this situation? You'd think it'd be Nico. You'd think it'd be Nico because of his skill set, even though you've seen his play, you know, his erratic play at best. Bobby Portis has come out to start this season with a different kind of vibe. You know, he's turned himself into a real stretch four, stretch five, because, like you mentioned, he's not as athletic as other bigs, and he can't finish at the rim like other bigs can. So now you got to draw them out there and have them play your game. If you're John Paxson, how do you navigate this situation? If you're Fred Hoiberg, because John doing it is one thing. John can say,
I need you guys. I
need you guys
to do it.
I think this. What if no teammates rock with you?
Exactly.
Including Rolo, who was the diplomat of that team.
Not
Cameron and Joel Santana, but, you know.
The easy way to do this, I mean, there's some teams where you've got an assistant coach that's got relationships with players on a certain level that's different than the way the head coach interacts with it. But this is where the team has to know who that player is who can broker some kind of detente. The team has said they are trying to get him to talk to him. But at this point, if it's already been, what is it, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
How long has it been? More than that? We closed in on
started the season, right?
On a month?
Yeah, it was like a couple of days before the season started, right?
Yeah, so we're at about a month.
And
he's at a
6 to 8 week prognosis. So you're getting ready to be at the beginning point of him saying, hey, we told you should be healthy by this time. So we're halfway there. Like, you got to, when 5 weeks hit, you got to know. Are you going to play basketball with this guy or not?
And the team has cast in with Portis. The team has made it clear.
That's their due.
That the preponderance of feeling in that locker room is that Bobby's cool with them. Not that he didn't do anything wrong. I don't think it's that clear. I don't think
he was there in the offseason when they knew they were going to be a bad team. And it's a bunch of bad players banding together like, yo, we're going to show them how hard we work and maybe this will get us some money elsewhere. That's what this was this offseason, where Justin Holiday gets his money and you know, Zach LaVine is there working out, trying to get back, you know, by Christmas or the first of the year. And Robin Lopez is like, all right, I'll play ball with you guys. You know, I like you guys. Money's good, whatever. It's Chicago. I like the city. And Bobby Portis was there making sure everybody not only stayed together, but worked their ass off. Bobby Portis said to me, if we're going to be a team that isn't as talented, I'll be damned if we don't work as hard as everybody else. And he did that this offseason. He put people through those tests.
I don't know what the letter of the law is in the collective bargaining agreement, because some employers might be able to have a mandatory meeting. Some employers might be able to say, we are requiring you to come sit in a room for a negotiating session to try to work this out.
The moment you push that, though, are you telling Nico Maritich and his agent that we are going, if we press this, we can press other uncomfortable situations going forward?
Right, but then
now you have to be in a locker room with him, and now you have to be on a plane with him, and now you have to be on the same bench as
he does. And then that sword of Damocles is Nico and his agent filing suit for unfair labor practice and or filing for something tortious in the act itself, talking about an effect on his livelihood by doing what he's done. Then we go to the videotape, and then they say, was Bobby Portis defending himself? Who's facing in what direction? Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of discovery going on based on what teammates are saying, and that's a complete nightmare for this team, no matter where they are in their development. Let's try Bloomington and Ali on the score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Fine.
Good. Hey, I'm just kind of curious. I mean, I guess I understand why there's no, like, legal action done. I know in a workplace, if I would punch somebody, I'd get fired. But I think before, like, last week, you guys said, you know, it's part of the game. You know, there's a lot of guys you're going to have, you know, these issues that's going to be a little bit different from a regular workplace. But why is it any different from, like, a workplace of, like, an office punching somebody to a basketball court where obviously this issue has come about? Was a big problem? I mean, can you guys explain what the main differences are between that?
Well, I mean, there were damages. I mean, he lost money and he did not play basketball for 3 weeks with no pay. So it wasn't as if he was scot free. I like there are a lot of people here who, you know, don't know what happened, even though it's been outlined for most people that this was two guys who are fighting for the same minutes at the same position, and one is an intense competitor, and the other guy is a guy who the rest of the team feels a little bit entitled, and he started talking crazy to Bobby and walked upon Bobby, and Bobby defended himself. Well, what he thought was defending himself, and it was one punch, by the way. This wasn't a flurry of punches. This was one punch to a guy's face that broke a lot of bones, that did a lot of damage. So the sucker punch thing, that's not what happened out here. That's not. This was a face-up guy walking towards another guy and a guy saying, hey, you know, don't walk over here. And he walked over there, and that's what happened.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. I still think that as carefully as the Bulls are trying to navigate a simple solution, this could get more complicated before it gets simpler. And discussing that, and see, I wouldn't mind actually discussing NBA play, because in other cities, in other places,
the sport is being played.
Tremendous basketball going on, exciting games and star players and new talent on the scene everywhere you look.
We gotta round up our guys, Dan. We gotta round up our dudes, Eddie Johnson and Brian Geltziler, and, you know, over the next couple of weeks, because
not to mention the clarion call for these Chicago OGs.
Get Vincent here, get KC, get Joe Cowley. Oh, no doubt. Everybody, they all just sat up.
I'm talking about guys like Rashad on the South Side.
Oh, yeah, and dudes. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's a little cold right now. You gotta make sure that we get to the
Master D.
Season. Yeah, they know what's up. You know, it's so funny because the sport is thriving everywhere else in the country right now.
The actual sport.
The sport is killing it. Like, I watched 4 NBA games last night, had a ball. I felt like a single man again. It was me and my little guy next to me. My lady's on at a conference in Ohio. So we were just chilling, watching NBA basketball in our drawers, just doing our thing. And I had a beer, he had a bottle, and we were just sitting there, and it was a lot of fun. That Philadelphia thing is exciting as hell. You know, man, I will tell you this right now, and I hate the fact that they're good, because every time I think about them or I see highlights of them, but I'm looking forward to watching Detroit play. I believe they play tonight. And Tobias Harris is, dude, Kyle Korver, who's one of the best shooters in the NBA and one of the best shooters in NBA history, is shooting 46% from the three this year. Guess where that ranks in the NBA? Shep, crack a mic real quick.
12th.
He is the 26th best shooter in the NBA right now at 46%. From three. There were times when 46 would lead the league far and away. So for all the old heads, oh, they can't shoot, they can't play defense. You got 25 guys right now shooting that ball better than Kyle Korver from when I last checked. So this is a thrilling season. Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo is awesome every single night.
DeMarcus Cousins is laying it out there for you.
That's Hall of Fame talent. That is, I don't know if he'll win a thing, but that is That's like
making an MVP case.
Generational big man talent every single night. And he's playing next to a dude who's a generational type talent, the power forward. So that's a lot of good things going on in the league right now.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. There's also some stuff going on between LeBron James and the city of New York. He's got his troll game going. If you saw what was going on last night.
It's like a theater, like the beginning of it, his comments before that.
And in that building, which is theatrical in and of itself. Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite sports venues on this planet.
And he put on a show when he had to as well at the end there. It was a good night for him.
312-644-6767. We're going to get pretty football-y later on. Matt Miller at 3, Adam Kramer, then Chris Spitola is going to preview two big college basketball games tonight, and Hub talks Bears and NFL at 5. Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm!
The Score and Apple Vacations want you to win the warm. Listen to the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Grand Bahia Principe Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic. Do not miss your chance to win.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At 670 The Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. In a season of no sure things, if there was one sure thing going into Monday Night Football last night, it was that the Miami Dolphins would lose. Third straight week of primetime football. Third straight week of getting wrecked. 40-0 to Baltimore on Thursday night, followed by 27-24 to Oakland on Sunday night. And sure enough, 45-21 on Monday night. The triple crown of boring, uninspired football. If you want to be a bad team, that's fine. Do that on your own time, on a regionally broadcast game. But do not come on national TV and put the entire nation to sleep. Last night, incredibly, had me longing for the good old days when Kiko Alonso was decapitating Joe Flacco and Ndamukong Suh was trying to strangle Ryan Mallett. Last night was a complete flatline. I'm Jim Rome.
Get a head start on Black Friday at JCPenney. Up to 40% off major appliances from your favorite brands. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing through November 29th. Hurry in. These Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased 11-1 through 11-29 starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Financing terms valid through 11-29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate for details.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/GS8 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 131.19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month for line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Triple Net, DST, and TIC. We help investors nationwide, and I want to help you too. In fact,
thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy will work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry.
Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Score Promotions team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
James will reset. Guarded by Porzingis.
He likes to shoot the three from this side right there.
Porzingis smiling at him. Six to shoot. James steps back.
The three from there, Mike.
And knocks it down. LeBron James from downtown. And the Cavs, their first lead.
Tantalizing, mesmerizing.
Yeah, LeBron James put on a show after his teammates let him down for the first half of that game. I believe 16 turnovers in that first half. Oh, Knicks were flying around. Courtney Lee, Tim Hardaway Jr. They forgot about Porzingis in that first half, and I think it came back to bite him. There was a little something early in that game that went on. LeBron caught an alley-oop, and Frank Ntilikina, the German point guard, I believe 19 years old, bumped into him, and LeBron bumped back, And then Frank stood there. He was bending down so he wouldn't move, and LeBron wasn't going to change his course. They bumped into each other again. And then LeBron kind of looks at him, smirks at him, and then Enes Kanter runs over to that situation, and Enes Kanter steps in, starts to jaw a little bit with LeBron. I felt like LeBron chumped everybody on the floor because nobody want that. Nobody's going to fight, especially the best players in the NBA. They're not going to fight. There's too much to lose.
And LeBron James and Nia Kina, and that's what the crowd was waiting for. Oh, Kanter doing some mouthing. It is Kanter. You knew he was going to mouth off at some point. Kanter, here we go.
Kanter started the whole thing.
Yeah. And you said before the game he's mouthy. Here we go.
He's mouthy, yes.
Mr. Tough Guy. We got a double foul. We got a technical foul as well. Maybe double techs.
Well, this stems from LeBron James and his ongoing feud with Phil Jackson. This is from Sports Illustrated. Jackson drafted Nia Kina with the number 8 overall pick in 17. The Mavericks nabbed Dennis Smith Jr. with the 9th overall pick. He said, I wasn't throwing shade at Frank at all for the people that got their pants in bunches and things of that nature here in New York that look for any controversy here. I was basically stating what I saw in Dennis Smith and what I saw from him coming out and watching the draft. I thought that he would be a great fit here with Porzingis. That's not saying Frank won't be a great fit. I haven't seen that much of him. That was pregame, because LeBron said that, yeah, this is the same guy that drafted that skipped drafting Dennis Smith, and look at the player that Dennis Smith is going to be. He didn't mention Frank. So Frank took that personally. Enes Kanter mentioned some things in the pregame before they got into that little tussle or whatever. And then LeBron sleepwalks through the first half along with his Cleveland Cavaliers team. Second half, he comes out there, puts on a show for everybody at MSG, hits a dagger 3, gets fouled with an and-1, points at his biceps, and starts jawing at the entire SNL cast who were on the front row along with Chris Rock. So it was fun. It felt like the old Garden stuff. And then afterwards, Enes Kanter had some words. LeBron James had some words. And, oh, by the way, they took the subway. We'll hear some tape from that.
Yeah,
as
that
well.
Was. Did they take it the way back from shoot around to the hotel?
They had a 7-minute subway trip as opposed to a 42-minute bus trip. So they said, hey, let's get on the subway. And some things happened there as well.
Scoreboard update.
A lot of sass from that guy on the subway as well. I saw you retweeted that video today.
Yeah, he's a sassy individual. A
sassy man.
Yeah, wow. I was a little surprised. Like, he was more defensive than I thought he needed to be.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls are just 2-9, but no shortage of drama as the Nico Mirotic-Bobby Portis saga continues to rage on. Mirotic back at practice today, but Fred Hoiberg said that he and Portis still not talking to each other. Bulls play the Thunder in Oklahoma City tomorrow. Chris Dunn likely to start for Justin Holliday as Holliday's wife just gave birth to a baby. At baseball's GM meetings in Florida, John Heyman is reporting that the Cubs have spoken to the Orioles about closer Zach Britton, but Theo Epstein says he's not ruled out a return for Wade Davis either. And in college, the football playoff rankings out tonight. And in basketball at the United Center this evening, number 1 Duke plays number 2 Michigan State, and number 4 Kansas faces off with number 7 Kentucky in the Champions Classic. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Enrollment for health insurance is now open. To avoid the tax penalty and to find out if you are eligible to receive financial help, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule free in-person help. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
We fight really hard. We play with a lot of energy. But I'll tell you one thing. This team is really special, and you ain't coming to my house playing that water bottle flip game again. You know what I mean? I don't care who you are, king. What do you call yourself? King, queen, princess, whatever you are. Oh! You know what, we're going to fight, and nobody out there going to punk us. So we're just going out there, play our game, and I think we're just going to get better and better every day.
Shout out to Enes Kanter. I like him a lot. He is a very interesting dude. What he and his family has gone through as the ongoing political strife in Turkey, I believe, is his home country.
Yeah, the father was targeted by Erdogan, right?
Detained as well. Yeah, his family has been locked up, has been threatened with, bodily harm. If
be careful,
spoke
you give
up.
Michael Flynn $15 million, he can put you on a plane.
So that's not, Enes Kanter isn't some kind of punk. And by the way, I'll never forget seeing Enos Kanter walking down Rush Street the day after he was drafted as number 2 overall pick. As this big 7-foot hairy Turkish dude, just like he was having a good time, and I'm like,
oh, it's like a post Bears game guy.
No, Enos was looking for the party. He was very happy to have gone number 2 in the draft. I'm like, look at this big ass dude acting like he's not famous right now.
Too much FS Pilsen,
maybe so. Maybe so.
It's a good beer, by the way. The main Turkish
is
beer.
Is it like a pale ale?
It's a pilsner.
Oh, it's a pilsner?
Yeah, E-F-E-S, I believe.
Yeah.
F-S.
Obviously, it's a pilsner. I asked if it was a pale ale. I'm an idiot. But Enos Kanter, I like him a lot. And, you know, I think LeBron's one of the greatest athletes of all time. And this is what LeBron had to say to Enos's queen and princess comment.
Kanter said, and I'm going to quote it. You can call yourself king, queen, princess, wherever. Yeah,
that's corny. He can call it what? What is it? Say it again.
You can call yourself king, queen, princess. You're not going to punk us.
Well, I'm the king, my wife is the queen, and my daughter is the princess. So we got all three covered.
What happened with you and Ennis and Frank on that play, though?
Nothing.
Make a dinner reservation?
Never that. You know. Nothing. I mean, we got the win. That's. I'm not gonna say that guy's name again. Anyways, next question, please.
Yeah. So I think LeBron handled it well.
Not having it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, he's not gonna mess around and throw.
He has nothing to gain by engaging Enos Kanter.
No.
So they took the subway back from shoot-around, and LeBron decided that he was going to videotape their subway trip. And there was a man in the subway car that was not happy.
It's morning.
He said he asked him to watch his elbows. He said the guy was unaware of his space. He was bothered. Instead of saying, oh, look, it's one of the most famous athletes on the planet.
No time for
And
it.
His teammates. This guy was not happy. His name is James Michael Angelo.
On our way back from shoot around, decided to take a different transportation this time. 45-minute bus ride or a 6-minute train ride. So we decided to hop on the train with the squad. I don't know this dude right here. He's tripping. Hey, we on this train? Yeah, now we got more room now. Look. Hey, Brown, chill out. We're on the train, man. Headed back to the hotel, getting ready for the Knick game tonight.
Hi, everybody. It's me, James Michael Angelo. But I just want you to refer to me from here on out as Can You Not. That's my new name. So a couple of things. First of all, I don't have a wife. Second of all, I had no idea who LeBron James was because I don't watch football.
Basketball.
Oh, it's basketball? Okay, so I don't watch basketball either. And LeBron, I just want you to know that I'm coming for you, okay?
If you didn't hear in the first cut, he says faintly, "Can you not?" and pushes LeBron's phone away as LeBron is panning the subway. And if you've ever been to New York and on the subway, it's early in the morning. Anybody trying to have all that, man? Like, people just trying to get to their job as angrily as they possibly can.
Sometimes I can understand, even if somebody knew it was LeBron James, it wouldn't surprise me if a New Yorker's like, hey, Mr. James, knock it off.
No, this guy had no, he saw 6'5", 6'6", 6'7" brothers. And he was like, this must be St. John's and some bum ass high school team.
Fordham.
Yeah, exactly. Right. LaSalle taking a train, you know. Right. This is some tri-state area high school team. I don't have time for this. I'm going to my real job because at night I like to do improv. So he did his thing, and then LeBron James, you know, he gets up, and LeBron James security kind of pushes the next person who's gonna sit there. So he leaves a seat, and there's a seat open, and LeBron's guy's like, "Nah, homie, you can't sit here," because they had security. They were traveling deep. Don't ever think for 2 seconds that the Cavs roster is just out riding the subway of New York City. Nah, it wasn't happening. So it was a cool moment. And then it all came tumbling down after the game because, not after the game, during the game, Peter Vesey, ladies and gentlemen, Do you remember Peter Vesey? Anybody who's ever heard the NBA on NBC Music remembers Mr. Peter Vesey.
He was the swaggering sideline reporter and breaker of news, and he wrote a daily column filled with jargon and jibber jabber that made it sound more interesting than it was.
You know, Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan are going to be taking a task at halftime if Peter Vesey was doing his thing. Well, Peter Vesey tweeted out while the Enes Kanter, LeBron James, Frank Ntilikina thing was happening, says, and this is from his Twitter, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, like, Kanter is going to be intimidated by LeBron, guy who stood up to Tayyip Erdogan. Imagine him being scared of a who breathes the same air as him. That is the N-word. And
I didn't get the reference, the musical reference.
It's
until it was explained to me.
It's Bleed Like Us, which is a Biggie song. It's a deep Biggie cut. It isn't Juicy. It isn't One More Chance. It isn't Big Papa. You will not see it or hear it on any of your local radio stations or video shows. Peter Vesey, and the part that I thought was most interesting is Peter Vesey has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 asterisks. 5 of them.
After the N.
So it's N.
I-E-G-E. It's not an A.
Yes, it's the E-R.
You're not ending an A.
Yeah, he could have just went 4. You know, if you're going to do it right.
Can you express to N words what that means to you?
Exactly. Terry Bradshaw was always asking you to explain N words what that means to you. Peter Vesey took up that mantle last night. This is the problem.
It started a dialogue with Jemele Hill saying, wait, just because you listen to the music, it doesn't necessarily mean you're entitled to invoke that word as if. So then, of course, everybody starts coming in from the hills.
If you know Peter Vesey, has got a little Robert De Niro in him.
A little Kyle Korver?
A little Kyle Korver, a little Steve Nash, where he likes the dark meat. You know, you can save that breast and save that white meat on the Popeye's menu to everybody else. He likes the dark meat. So, and Biggie is one of his favorite artists. He's quoted Biggie a lot.
Are you mad at Vesey?
I'm not.
Okay.
I got other things to be mad at right now. Yeah, I'm not. It was just, it was a thing where you're like, oh, that happened.
But I forgot about Peter Vesey completely.
He'll just jump up like once every 6 or 7 months and do something crazy. And then he started responding to people. Brothers came out of the woodwork like, hey, man, you can't say that. He's like, sure I can. I'm Peter Dan Vesey. Kiss my black ass. Like, you should see the responses after that tweet. I'll actually tweet it out again for people. But yeah, Peter took a dip in the pool. You know, yeah.
It's really on the wall.
Yeah, dude, Twitter. Twitter last night with all the NBA silliness was some place to be. And then Michael Rapaport. I like Michael Rapaport sometimes, and the other times
he's playing a character.
Well, I guess
it's a bit.
I guess LeBron did not sign his kid's.
That goes jersey back forever, or like that. And so and it's now a heel turn.
He hates. Well, dude, he went in though. He said he was like gonna buy drinks or pizza for the first Nick to hurt him or something like that. Like he was doing a real thing. That was before the game because of the Subway.
I don't think
it's
real. I think it's a wrestling bit. I think he's a heel.
I don't know, dude.
I think he's playing a character.
I don't know. Like Michael Rapaport, the people you talk to or you hear talk about Michael Rapaport, that he's on all the time if that's the case. Like he is obnoxious New York guy. Like, remember Jim Brewer when the Mets were doing their thing and Cubs fans were angry at Jim Brewer putting out those videos? Like, people who are around Jim Brewer say that's how he is all the time. I think Michael Rapaport might be that dude. I think he might be. Sometimes I like him, sometimes I don't.
But he's a professional actor. He pretends for a living, although he does play himself in pretty much everything. It's not a wide range of performances.
Remy in Higher Learning is the only time I remember seeing Michael Rapaport and go, okay, it's not New York Rapaport. That's the only time. Every other time he's been that guy. Even in Copland when he was Superboy for like 3 minutes on the screen.
Isn't he in True Romance, the guy where he's the roommate of Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt's asleep on his couch?
I didn't see True Romance.
True Romance?
Yeah, I didn't. I think
that's Michael Rapaport. I don't have a pot to bleep in or a window to throw it out. All I got is effing Floyd.
Yeah?
He points to Brad Pitt, who's doing bong rips on the couch.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, his name was Dick Ritchie.
Dick Ritchie.
Yeah, that was his name in True Romance. You gotta see True Romance. Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Come on. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's to me, that's
I'll
like.
Let you down.
It's written by Tarantino.
We gotta hurry up and get our Tarantino views in. Before he's the next Mr. Pants Off guy in Hollywood.
Well, you know, I thought that...
Come on down, Mr. Pants Off!
When I said...
Who in Hollywood hasn't
Vladimir Pants Off?
who in Hollywood hasn't exposed himself to somebody?
Against their desires.
Yeah, without consent. Like,
I don't know.
Other day is somebody saying, hey, what do you think of this?
I was worried about that when I heard Uma Thurman's response when she said through gritted teeth... When I speak when I'm angry, I often regret what I say. There will be a time and place for me to talk. Now is not the time when I can come to grips with my anger.
What,
I
about
will,
Pulp Fiction or something?
Well, who knows? Or Kill Bill? And I'm just thinking, you don't put it past anybody in this day and age.
Yeah,
you just if a name is trending, it means they probably are.
They got you.
Pleasuring themselves on a potted plant. I mean, it's just
that's probably the weirdest thing this year. In a year full of weird things,
I read a psychologist describing what that is and why that is.
Dominating a plant, power over an inanimate object,
making a statement to the woman who's watching that she's no more human than that
the
dirt.
Plant? Really?
Than the dirt. There's
he's a piece of garbage anyway, so.
312-644-6767, top of the hour. Matt Miller talks football on The Score.
Tell me something, pal.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Feel bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain?
It's tomorrow, live from 1 to 6 on The Score. Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you in part by Miller Lite and David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit PER.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday, only CBS.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history
of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, fight me.
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't care who you are, king, what do you call yourself, king, queen, princess, whatever you are.
Man, you corny! It is pretty corny. You're a princess. You're a queen. Yeah. You're not the king.
I'm going to call you something feminine to diminish you because women are women.
There's something weird going on in the text line, too, when we're talking about this Portis Miritich thing. There are a lot of people who... Because the punch did as much damage as it did, feel that Bobby Portis is in the wrong in this situation. Now, all I'm telling you is what has been told to me by people who are around that practice floor, who are actually involved in the situation, that if he was walking up on him, and this is the other thing too, there are people out there who are like, well, if you punch someone, you should go to jail. But I don't know the legal ramifications of this, but is someone allowed to invade your space? Like, is that considered assault?
Not unless there's an expressed intent.
Danger to, or right, violence?
Somebody, the assault occurs if somebody invades your space and says, I'm going to hit you. Or
so they have to say it.
Yeah, that's assault.
They have to say it, though. So if you and I are standing in this studio and you're standing here next to the console and I walk up 6 inches from your face and just stay there.
I don't think the actual... There
and if you express the discomfort that you have with my presence in your space, what can happen legally?
I don't think
do I have to pick up my phone and call the police so that they can come and get you?
I don't or think can proximity...
I remove you from my space?
Because you could be coming there to hug me. You know, I don't think, theoretically, I don't think the proximity necessarily is sufficient. Otherwise, you know, you've seen the way certain cultures have different rules about constitutes, you know, the close talkers. If you put a bunch of business travelers
know exactly what we're talking about right now when you got to go overseas.
Have you ever seen like time-lapse footage of a room filled with Dutchmen and Americans? And how the Dutch are constantly trying to close the space to talk closer. The Americans are constantly backing up, trying to create more space just because they talk closer to you. It's just it's normal. Like there are two guys at my gym. Here we go again. There are two guys at my gym.
Can't wait to bump bellies with you.
I'm usually pretty good about I have no idea what language they're speaking, and that's what's driving me crazy. Because I like to pride myself being able to recognize it's some European language.
Okay.
At first I thought it was Polish, and now I think it might Eastern be Ukrainian. I'm not sure what it is, but they are so loud and so demonstrative. And they're
you
both
just mentioned every 17-year-old girl with an iPhone on the red line.
And they're enormous. These guys are like muscle head monsters, and they're like cartoon characters, and they're just it's an endless stream, whether they're in the main part of the gym, in the sauna, in the steam room.
Are they together?
Or I don't know. I just know they're and it's so demonstrative and laughing like and it's just like there's other people around. You can't do that here. I mean, there may be really nice guys and everything, but it's crazy. But there are rules to the intent that you have when you close on somebody like that. But the thing, what I can't get past in a workplace where part of your job is smashing into people.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a practice. It's not a normal workplace.
Right. That's like, what I keep trying to explain to these people.
You're trying to foul somebody hard or step in and set a screen on somebody. If you're an actuary, you're not setting a hard pick on a coworker.
Right. Your assistant coach isn't screaming F-bombs at you from across the cubicle.
It's a different workplace.
This is from the 815. It's the typical black mentality.
Yeah, Nico.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, if anything, Nico walked up on a dude that didn't want that smoke.
Yeah, Nico's got to stop with that black mentality.
Nico, come on. Your urban way is going to get you punched in the damn face, Nico.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Matt Miller talks all things football with us next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of West.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. To find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the crowd. Sunday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/GS8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 131.19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month for line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within two invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile.